How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you with tons of things to talk about happening in the sports world. College football, it's chaotic. Georgia hangs on to something there. Alabama hangs on. Chaos on top at the college ranks for sure. NFL football in full throttle. We got a game going on in London as we speak. Minnesota Vikings, New Orleans Saints. We got golf to talk about. We got NBA hoops to talk about. Holy smokes, Mike Wilson. It's that time of the year, brother, where the Dorfman's head is spinning like crazy and thinking about what game can we talk about today, my friend. Good morning, bro. How are you?
I am doing great. I have a little congestion, I'm not going to lie to you. So if I sound a little rugged this morning, that's why. But I ain't mad at myself for it. But we got a ton to talk about. And yes, it is that time of year. We got all this hockey's going to start up here. The NBA's in the preseason, NFL. Let's get to it, bro.
No, I totally agree, man. This is like the time when all the sports come together. We got the end of baseball. We got Aaron Judge chasing history. Unbelievable stuff. And speaking of that, on the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, will join us to talk about Major League Baseball. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know? The average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know? Your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know? A runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy. Only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like, people. Obviously, you can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we're going to hook up with the real John Poulter, which, by the way, you can follow on Twitter at 12JohnPoulter. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I can't complain. I mean, let's get right into this. Do we want to talk Judge? Do we want to talk Mets and Braves? Like, oh my God, we're not at a loss for things to talk about when it comes to Major League Baseball right now. Although I do know this. This is what I'm pretty content in saying this now. The Yankees, they finally made their way. They have enough space, and Toronto's not catching them. The Rays aren't catching them. But it was fun. It made it exciting. But I don't know what's the bigger story right now. Is it Aaron Judge, or what's going on with the Mets and the Braves? Because chaos has ensued, and the Braves all of a sudden are now leading that division. And obviously, just a couple games left in the season, John. It's amazing.
Well, I think it comes down to excitement in Major League Baseball in New York City, Andy. Two pretty big stories, as you point out. Judge pretty much certain to win the RBI title, obviously going to win the home run title given the lead that he's got. He's a couple of points behind in the batting race, so he's got an opportunity to come through and win a triple crown there. So I think that's the big story on the American League side. Big story on the National League side in New York, of course, as you mentioned, the Braves finally catching the Mets and by winning Friday night and Saturday night, going a game ahead of them. The final game of the series this evening between those two teams, the Sunday night game. Interesting there in that not only are they playing for first place in the division tonight, so either the Mets are going to be tied with the Braves or the Braves are going to be two games up with three games to play, which obviously is a huge advantage for them. But the first tiebreaker in any situation is head-to-head baseball, and the Mets and the Braves have played 18 games this year. They've both won 9, so whoever wins tonight's game would appear to be in the driver's seat for winning the National League East. So I think that's must-see television tonight in terms of Major League Baseball. No disrespect to Sunday Night Football, but to me, that's the sporting event to watch tonight.
Good morning, John, and I couldn't agree with you more in terms of what's the appointment television tonight between the NFL and Major League Baseball. Personally, I'm kind of rooting for the Braves to do this and win that division. But as you take a look at the National League West, I mean, good God, 110 wins by these Los Angeles Dodgers. And I know we've had conversations about, you know, look, the NL West is not as tough as some other divisions, and they're going to face some challenges. They go up against the Braves, the Mets, all that kind of stuff. But just how impressive is 110 wins?
Well, good morning, Mike. It's extremely impressive for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Dodgers have won that division or been tied for first place or second in that division for, I think this is the 10th straight season now. We thought they had a great season last year when they finished a game behind the surprising San Francisco Giants, but they've upped that a little bit this year, and they've already won 110, where I think last year they won 106, and we thought that was a pretty good season. Clearly, the Dodgers have earned the right to win that division. They are a good value for their money, being 23 games ahead of the San Diego Padres. I think if I was the Dodgers, I'd be concerned for a couple of reasons, and I don't think it's a huge concern, but I think it's perhaps an unknown more than anything else. They really haven't had to play that many tough series all season. The fact that they're in a division where really only San Diego has given them any kind of a challenge, and that's even a 23-game behind challenge, I think that's going to be a bit of an issue for them. Clearly the best record in baseball, they've scored the most runs, they've got the most wins, they've got the least losses. Clearly, that makes them the best regular season team, but we all know that you can get hot at the right time at the end of the season. And as four or five teams have got the Dodgers in their sights looking to knock them off, and I think Dave Roberts put a fair amount of pressure on the Dodgers at the start of the season. I can't remember now whether it was at the end of spring training or the first week of the regular season, but it was very early. He sort of almost guaranteed that the Dodgers were going to win, so if that's put pressure on them, they've answered the bell in terms of the pressure. But what I'm really interested to see is when it gets down to the point where they're playing other good teams and get challenged for perhaps the first, second, and third times all season, there's no soft spots from here on out. I think that's going to be a great test about how good this Dodger team really is.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball at this moment in time. And, you know, we're talking about some of the positives. I just got to ask you, I mean, at the end of the day, some of these teams that are on the outside looking in, like let's just say, for instance, Tampa Bay, right, who is just a little outside looking in at this moment in time, or the Milwaukee Brewers, right, like just on the outside looking in. We're talking about kind of like what went right to a certain degree. What's gone wrong for these teams? Like the Brewers were leading the division for a long way, and then all of a sudden they hit the bricks and they just fell apart, to be quite honest with you. I know they're 10 games over 500, but at the end of the day, that just doesn't cut it in this moment in time in Major League Baseball. So what went wrong for a couple of these teams? Let's throw in Baltimore, who you know, they're on the up, they're coming around, like they did better, but what went wrong for these teams that are going to find themselves falling just short, John?
I'm not sure anything went wrong drastically for any of the teams. I think they all ran into other teams that were sort of a bit of a buzzsaw. Dealing with the Brewers first, I think the Brewers kind of lost their way when they made the trade for Hader at the trade deadline. At the time, we thought it was a win for the Brewers because Hader had been struggling a little bit, and quite frankly, Hader has not been lights out since he went to San Diego, even lost the closer's job for a little while. I think the Brewers kind of paid the price for losing some pretty important head-to-head series with the St. Louis Cardinals. They also got a little bit of bad luck in terms of the Cardinals suddenly decided to get really hot when the pennant race was close. At one point, I think the Cardinals knocked off about a six- or seven-game deficit and turned it into a lead within about a two-week period. I don't know what the excuse for that is. I don't think Milwaukee's pitching has held up as well as we thought it would. You know, we used to look at that starting rotation in the last year and a half and think that the Brewers had got good defense and they'd got good pitching, and with their historic good hitting, that was going to carry them a long way. I think Yelich has been a bit of a disappointment. I don't think he's still playing very well, but I don't think he's the superstar right now that we've all come to expect. In terms of Tampa Bay, they're playing in a very tough division, and Baltimore came out of the blue and have already won 81 games. They've been eliminated from the postseason, but I think that's a tremendous stride for the Baltimore Orioles. I think if we'd had this talk in April, I don't think any of us would be sitting here today saying that the Baltimore Orioles were going to be a 500 team, and they're obviously going to be at least that with 81 wins. Tampa Bay still in that race with 86 wins, and Toronto having a good season, showing that last season's 91-win season was no fluke, already have won 89 games. I think the biggest disappointment to me, that a team that looked like it was going somewhere and has fallen apart, is the Minnesota Twins, and we didn't mention them. We thought at one time that the Twins could hold on to that division. I thought that the trade deadline, they'd done one of the better jobs in strengthening their team. All of a sudden, we see them four games below 500. The best they could do now is win 81, lose 81. That's a long ways from what we thought. And I guess the other big disappointment staying in that division is the Chicago White Sox. They've been a streaky team all season, but again, if we talked about this in spring training, I don't think we would have been talking about a team with 80 losses with four games to play. That, to me, is perhaps the biggest surprise in the American League.
No, I totally agree, and I was going to mention those White Sox and Minnesota Twins as well. And, you know, the Mariners, man, they've come around a lot. And we forgot about mentioning the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim because, you know what? They've just failed us for a long, long time now, if you think about it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with John Polter on the other side. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I'm going to be Andy. Hanging out with me is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorfon Sports. We're talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. You can follow him on Twitter at 12JohnPoulter. All right, so I want to go back to something I mentioned, obviously, at the beginning of the segment, and it was Aaron Judge. Is that the bigger story, or the New York Mets with what they're doing, and obviously the Braves now getting on top in that division with only a few games left? I just got to ask you, because I've been watching a lot of Baseball Network lately, and they always cut into the games where Aaron Judge is up to the plate and getting an opportunity to make history. It was actually pretty cool. The other day I happened to be watching with Katie, and we saw number 61, right? So now it's kind of like every single time we get that opportunity to watch, we sit there and we watch, you know, each bat that we can together. So the other day, you know, maybe it was yesterday, we're watching and they're playing Baltimore, and the pitcher is really doing his best job to keep the ball away from Aaron Judge. Like, let's be honest here, okay? Nobody wants to be that guy, okay? So how does this go down? Like, how frustrating is it for Aaron Judge not to be seeing any pitches? How much pressure is there on him to hit this 60-second home run? And ultimately, seeing Maris there, you know, with Aaron Judge's mother, like, There's a lot of coolness going on with this stuff, John. So how much pressure, how many do you think he actually winds up getting, and how exciting and how good for baseball has this been?
Well, to answer the last question first, I think it's been very exciting for baseball, because as we've spoken many times, other than that little blip in late July, early August, the Yankees have pretty much owned that division. So there really was never an awful lot of question about whether the Yankees were going to win the division. I think the smallest lead it got to was about 4.5 or 5 games a few weeks ago. So Judge has clearly been the story. He's been the story from the standpoint that he's so far ahead in the home run race that it's not really a race. It's just basically everybody else playing for second place in terms of total numbers of home runs hit. He's got 130 RBIs. That's a pretty decent season no matter how many home runs you hit. But here's a slugger that's 1 or 2 points off the batting race with a great opportunity to have a good series this week against Texas. I guess they've got one game left today against Baltimore, and then they go to Texas for 3 games. So you have to look at the team that they're playing, and you got to think he's got a pretty good chance, providing they give him something to hit, he's got a pretty good chance of getting that 60-second home run. I think that's going to be interesting because, to your point, nobody wants to be that guy. Although Tim Mesa of the Blue Jays gave up number 61 the other night, and he kind of said, well, obviously I would prefer not to be the guy that did it, but somebody had to, you know, we did the best we could, and we'll hold our heads high. And I think that's a great attitude to take, whether Texas is able to do that or not. And I would be somewhat disappointed if Texas did not give him an opportunity. I would hate, like anything, to see him intentionally walked every time he went to the plate simply to avoid him breaking the record. I think he deserves a chance to have an opportunity to break that record, show that he has the skill to do it. If he goes to the plate and doesn't hit a home run, and he's been getting pitches to hit, then okay, he's had his chance. But I think to take the bat out of his hands is probably a little bit unfair at this point. The good news is that if Texas do decide to pitch to him and he does hit the one or more home runs, it's not really affecting the pennant race because the pennant is already, the American League East pennant is already locked up by the Yankees. It's not like they're not doing any harm to other teams. So I'd like to see him get it. I'd like to see him have an attempt to get it, and I'd love to see him do it without having the bat taken out of his hands. That's kind of where I sit, and you know that living in an American League East city, you know I'm not a New York Yankee fan.
No, absolutely. Hey, let me jump in real quick, Mike, and I just want to say something about that at bat, because I was watching that one. I think I shot you a text message, John, like right after 61 came, if I'm not mistaken. And Aaron Judge did something a little different in that at bat than we normally see. He stepped out of the batter's box there when the count was 3-2. He kind of like regathered himself a little bit. And then the next pitch came, or maybe the next two, whatever it was. It was very soon after he took that little pause and that break that he got the pitch that he wanted, and he sent it out of the yard in like 3.5 seconds. So I thought that was a little bit of an interesting move on Aaron Judge's part. Like, to me, that was a sign. Like, he knows there's so much pressure, and he wants to do this, but at the same time, he's got to stay within himself. And I think that's the one thing I've noticed about him when he's at the plate and when he's at bat. Like, he doesn't just swing at pitches. He's very, very – his eye is excellent. Like, he's not chasing pitches. He's waiting for that pitch that he knows he can knock out of the park. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, John. I will second that, John, that I don't think there's too many people outside of New York that are Yankee fans or routinely root for the Yankees. But my question is this. Did the Angels just kind of avoid the inevitable of maybe Ohtani leaving by signing him to that contract, or is this a precursor to them really getting into the pocketbook and going to sign him long-term eventually?
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, Mike, because the same thought crossed my mind. I was actually quite surprised when I saw the news that he'd signed that one-year contract. I would have thought that this would have been a prime time if they didn't think they could re-sign him when he becomes a free agent. I thought they would trade him over the winter, and quite frankly, I was surprised they didn't trade him at the deadline because, as we talked about with Juan Soto, trading a guy like that at the deadline gives his new team the opportunity to have him in one extra postseason before the end of the contract. So I was a little surprised, given where the Angels are in terms of the standings, that they didn't deal him for a bunch of prospects or current major leaguers and strengthen their team that way. I sort of wonder if they've signed him to this contract so that, in fact, they now can trade him over the winter, and whoever takes him on has cost certainty for the balance of the contract. I kind of wonder if that might be a factor. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the Angels deal with this over the offseason. I'm guessing that they will listen to offers, but then, of course, we've got this issue where the team is up for sale. And does the existing owner want to sell his best asset before he sells the team? Does that limit the number of buyers if he sells the best asset? You have to think that a potential buyer is more excited about buying the Angels if you've got Ohtani on the payroll than if you don't have him on the payroll. So I think there's going to be some deep thinking going on in Los Angeles. But, you look at Ohtani and Trout, and you have to wonder how long do these guys want to continue to play in on a team which has not been there for the last 10 or 12 years. You have to wonder at what point do they put up their hand and say, guys, I think I'd like to move on here. I'm willing to take a trade if you can get good value and I can go to a place that I'd like to go to. I'm happy to move. I think that's going to be a big issue over the winter in Los Angeles.
That's the voice of John Poulter. Go ahead.
No, I'm just a little follow-up. Do you think, John, that he's not going to move cities, basically? Do you think the Dodgers are just going to come after him with their pocketbooks?
Would never surprise me. But he's also got to go to a team that needs a pitcher and a bat, and the Dodgers certainly don't have a need for an extra bat at this point. I think he's more likely to go to a team with deep pockets that could use an extra bat as well as an extra arm. Don't ask me who, because I haven't sat down and looked at the salaries, and I haven't sat down and looked at where I think he might be a good fit. You know, he's had a great season as a pitcher. He's had his usual great season as a hitter. I think the market is somewhat limited in terms of teams that need him. One team that you got to think about, given that Albert Pujols is retiring and no team ever has enough pitching, you have to wonder if the Cardinals might be in play, because they've got a good farm system. Cardinals have got reasonably deep pockets. Could always use an extra starter, as any team could. And with Pujols retiring, would this be a good time to bring in another superstar bat to put some extra bums in the seats? That's the type of team that I think might go after him, and I'm not limiting it to the Cardinals, and I'm not suggesting that the Cardinals would be the favorites, but he obviously would want to go to a team that has a chance to win, and I think we've seen that St. Louis has always been in and around that postseason berth over the last 20-some years. That wouldn't be the worst place for him to end up. I'd be surprised if he's still in Los Angeles this time next year, quite frankly.
Good stuff, John Poulter, as always. We're up against it, and I'm glad you mentioned Albert Pujols, because I wanted to get this in before we got the heck out of here. He's now within 3 RBIs of Babe Ruth, baby. Come on now. This guy's place in Major League Baseball history is just absolutely incredible, and it keeps growing by the moment. John, as always, appreciate you, my friend. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business. That's why we have him. That's why we love him. And that's why we're going to continue talking to him, because not only is he a good friend, he's knowledgeable as all hell. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, we got to talk real college football. We got to talk some NBA hoops. And you know what? If we bleed into hour number two a little bit with our discussion, it's okay, man. We'll talk plenty of NFL football in hour number two. And like I mentioned earlier, Minnesota, New Orleans playing at this moment. Minnesota with a big play just a second ago where they wound up getting a fake punt. They get the first down. They're driving once again. They're up 16-14, just about done with the third quarter. So remember, those games in London, they happen pretty early, at least for us people here on the West Coast. They start at 6 a.m., baby. That's early. But football people, we know you love it. We know you got to watch it. We know you're not going to get enough of it. Let's talk a little college football first, my friend. You know, it was interesting at the top, right? Because Bama struggled, Georgia struggled. In a way, it's good to see that. And then in another way, it's kind of like, how in the hell is that happening? You know, you're playing Missouri, who is under 500, right? Alabama was at least playing an Arkansas team that was ranked. They got out and jumped on them early, and then Arkansas made it a little close. And then I'll tell you what, that Gibbs kid, holy cow, man, he was running all over the place. He had two runs where he just broke him out 70-plus yards. Like, dude was off the hook as far as how he can run that football. Michigan wins, not relatively that impressive, I'll be honest. Ohio State wins, somewhat impressive, I guess, but you're playing Rutgers. Again, like, not the greatest competition. Right. SC pretty much handles Arizona State. Clemson, North Carolina State, that was a decent game, actually. Ole Miss, Kentucky, that was a really good football game. Interesting stuff happened late in that game. I think Kentucky thought they were going to have a touchdown, some sort of a penalty, whatever. It winds up a disaster. They don't win the football game. Oklahoma State beating Baylor at Baylor. I think that's kind of a shocker. Penn State beats Northwestern. It was sloppy there all day. It was really wet and just a tough game to play. Utah beats your Beavs pretty handily, my friend, 42-16. Yep. Oregon beating Stanford. A lot happened in the Pac-12 after dark, as we know. Mississippi State, A&M. Mississippi State wins that one. I think that's a little bit of a shocker. This was a huge shock, but I think Oklahoma's quarterback got hurt, so that makes a little bit of sense there. TCU wins 55-24 over Oklahoma. My Gophers go down to Purdue, and they're missing some key players. So, unfortunately, Minnesota takes an L, but that's okay. They got a chance to do some stuff in their conference, in their division. Wake Forest beats Florida State. Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh. That was a good one, but Georgia Tech beats Pittsburgh. And then K-State beating Texas Tech. That's pretty much your top 25. But it was tighter at the top than usual, right?
Oh, it was very much tighter than usual at the top. You know, for me, you know, early on in league or conference play, you know, you're going to – I always think there's going to be some struggles. You're going to – especially if you're Georgia. I mean, if you're Georgia, Alabama, you're going to get a team's best shot every week. And sometimes their best shot is pretty good. I mean, Missouri, what, they only lost by 4 the other day to Georgia. But, I mean, we all know Georgia is the best team in the country. Alabama's, I mean, it, between Georgia and Alabama, it's 1A and 1B. You know, we can sit here and split hairs a little bit. I'm with you, though, with that Bama running back. That guy just outran dudes yesterday. Like, I was just, I'm sitting there going, he would look really good in Miami Dolphin uniform. That would look great. Put him back there with, you know, the rest of that speed that they have. But, you know, the rest of it, I mean, you had the little, well, it was a little bit of a dust-up between the coaches and the Ohio State-Rutgers game. I can't exactly remember what the dust-up was about. I'm not sure why Rutgers was getting all out of sorts. I mean, they're just getting their tail whooped yesterday. Hey, look, for all you Sun Devil fans, you covered the spread. Like, you beat the spread, so there's something you can hang your hat on. But, you know, SC was in control of that game, all game. The Oklahoma State-Baylor game, I sat and watched a good portion of that. Oklahoma State just kind of took it to Baylor. Like, they came to play. They were making some downfield moves. The receivers were catching some great balls. So, you know, Oklahoma State ranked 9, Baylor 15. You know, I mean, we could sit here and go, yeah, it's a little bit of a shock on the road at Baylor, but, you know, if you are the higher-ranked team, you're supposed to do this kind of thing. You're supposed to win on the road. You're supposed to win in hostile environments. So, you know, kudos to Oklahoma State, though, for getting the win. But yeah, the Penn State-Northwestern game, good God, I don't know if you could have paid me to stand outside at that game. I just looked miserable yesterday, just rainy, gray, cold. I mean, I know Big Ten people would be like, well, that's football weather. Well, you know, Dorf, for you and me, we're accustomed to wearing sunglasses, you know, at a game. That might be a little miserable. Stanford, Oregon. Oregon's starting to flex a little bit, starting to flex the muscle. Utah did what I thought Utah was going to do. I mean, look, Utah's only loss in conference play last year was to Oregon State. So this is, you know, look, this is a little bit of a payback for the Utes. But I still think the Utes are the best team or one of the top two teams in the Pac-12, them and SC. So when Utah plays SC, that's going to be interesting to and a fun game to watch. But as usual, look, there were some surprises in college football, but nothing that I would sit there and go, oh, my God, like I was shocked at it. The top two teams are the top two teams. I think we're headed for an SEC championship with Georgia, Alabama. We could be headed towards a national championship with Georgia, Alabama. And I know, look, for some people, they just get tired of it. But this is the system that we have. If these are the top two teams, are these the two? If they're the two best teams, then so be it. I want to see the top two. I want to see the Giants go at each other. I like seeing the big ball games. I like seeing the brand names go at each other and see what they can do. But as far as shocking yesterday, I wasn't shocked by too much. A little surprised by some things, but college football is just getting ramped up, and it's fun to watch, man. I mean, these kids are just selling themselves out, just kind of go out and play, and that's what we love about college sports, is just not necessarily maybe the joy of the game, but they put it on the line. They're trying to get to that next level, so it's fun to watch.
Team you didn't mention or school you didn't mention, and we're talking Pac-12 here, who I'm extremely impressed with. They're now 4-0. I'm sorry, 5-0 after their win on Friday night over Washington.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, this Dorian Thompson Robinson kid, he looks pretty damn good to me. And then their running back, Zach Charbonnet or whatever it is, that kid looks pretty
Charbonnet.
Good too. Yep, he looks pretty solid too. So I think UCLA might wind up being a little better than people thought. And is that Chip Kelly there? So that to me, that's impressive if it's Chip Kelly, because I've never been really a big fan of that guy. But UCLA seems to have found something, some magic, at least with those guys. Hey, NBA hoops is literally right around the corner, my friend. Preseason is underway. The Bucks got out. They played Memphis the other night. I think it was yesterday, last night. Golden State played. NBA season is here, bro, and there's so much, like, so many storylines, especially now with your Boston Celtics, who I know you love and are very passionate about, with the chaos that happened off the floor, and we're learning more and more about that whole situation. Doesn't really sound very good for Ime Udoka, to be quite honest with you. What are your expectations for the Celtics? What are your expectations for the NBA?
My expectations for the NBA is just gonna be crazy to me. I mean, there's so many storylines. Yeah, Boston's the defending Eastern Conference champs, but let's be realistic about this. It's gonna go through Milwaukee again. Like you got your big three up there in Milwaukee. They were injured during the playoffs, and I think between Boston and Milwaukee, you can probably. I would like to put Brooklyn in there, but I don't know, and that's just one of the stories. I don't know what to expect out of Brooklyn because they were so up and down last year. Boston takes care of them in a sweep in the playoffs. You know, we all know Durant asked for a trade, and Kyrie and his BS and drama, you know, how's that going to play out? And then Nash, you know, is he going to be held responsible for anything up there in Brooklyn? I mean, there's a lot of stories. You know, Lakers, look, LeBron's entering what is this season, 63 for him?
yeah,
something like that, right? And, you know, you got Anthony Davis coming back from injury, and, you know, is AD going to be able to stay healthy? What's the prognosis for our hometown Suns here? I mean, they were embarrassed. They embarrassed themselves, the organization. They embarrassed the city in that game 7 against Dallas. And then you talk about Dallas and Doncic and Luka. Like, how are they going to respond to their success that they had late in the season? And then, look, you got the defending NBA champion, Golden State. Are they going to be able to get back to the finals? Or, you know, were they probably, I would think they take the Bucks or the Celtics on. I think Boston's going to be okay. I think they're going to rally around each other and the interim head coach. I think Udoka, in the end, is going to get fired. I just think he's done. And then I don't know if he ever gets another coaching job again. I mean, it could have been this and done for Udoka, considering what he did and just the story around it. So I expect a lot of drama. I expect some great basketball. You know, Memphis, like you said, what's Memphis going to be like this year? They surprised people last year. They were brash. They were young. Can they get by and make a deep run in the playoffs? I mean, there's so many good stories and questions in both conferences and the whole league that, you know, it's hard to pick just one to concentrate on, Dorf.
Yeah, you didn't mention the DeAndre Ayton situation here with the Phoenix Suns, and no communication with Monty since that Game 7 where they were down 47 points in their home building to the Dallas Mavericks, like you were talking about. Yeah, you know what? Cash is back for the Bucks, and I think the Bucks big three is just as good as any big three out there in the league, and I'm glad you said it because if I say it, I sound like a homer. So I agree, though. It's going through Milwaukee once again, baby. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sport Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. He's my tag team partner in crime. You can get at us, people, a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, I got some real update to give you on this NFL football game, which is definitely been a good one as far as the game score. It's 22-19. The Saints just took the lead. Taysom Hill runs a touchdown in for the New Orleans Saints, who are playing Andy Dalton, by the way, starting quarterback. Jameis out. Yeah, it's just crazy, bro. Anyways, obviously, hour number two, all about the NFL for us. But anything you got to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour, dude, or what?
You know, I'll probably get it off my chest when in the second hour when we talk about Miami and Tua and all that mess in Miami. But, you know, other than that, I got nothing, man. Like, it's Sunday. It's football. Yesterday was Saturday in college football. NBA starting. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. And let's not forget the NHL. They're going to be starting up, too. So, you know. It's that time of year, bro.
No, I agree. And you know, just to kind of give a little thought on what you've mentioned with Tua real quick, because we're obviously going to be up against it here in a moment. It's a good segue to start hour number two, which is dedicated all to the NFL. That was dangerous. That was scary. That was something that we do not want to see happen on national television or anywhere. And quite frankly, extremely, extremely dangerous to be playing with people's lives like that. We got to take a break. Hour number one is
USA Radio News.
Norwegian Cruise Line has confirmed that New York City has approached the company inquiring about using a cruise ship to house an influx of illegal immigrants to the city, but said no deal has been reached yet. The House has passed legislation to provide $2.7 billion in compensation to the families of 9/11 victims, money that would have been promised years ago but had been held up after several years of delay in Congress. A U.S. judge has dismissed Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit seeking to hold U.S. gun manufacturers responsible for facilitating the trafficking of a deadly flood of weapons across the U.S.-Mexico border to drug cartels. The judge stated that the federal law unequivocally bars lawsuits seeking to hold gun manufacturers responsible when people use guns for their intended purposes. Mexico said it would appeal the decision. New York police are investigating a possible bias incident after red paint was sprayed on the Russian consulate. The State Department stated that it was facilitating contact between the consulate and NYPD. The incident came just hours before Russian President Vladimir Putin signed decrees to annex four Ukrainian provinces. A riot at a soccer match in Indonesia triggered a stampede, leaving 129 people, including a five-year-old child, trampled and crushed to death. This is according to officials. The panic appeared to have been sparked by police firing tear gas. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
More than two dozen brands of cheese have been recalled in connection with a listeria outbreak that has left multiple people hospitalized. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is stating that Old Europe Cheese recalled 25 brands of Brie and Camembert amid a multi-state outbreak of listeria infections. Those infected live in California, Georgia, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, and Texas. Anyone with a recalled product is advised to throw it away and clean any surfaces and containers that may have come into contact with it. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections. Metrolink and Amtrak have suspended train services linking San Diego to Los Angeles, along with the rest of the U.S. The move comes after a recent ocean surge associated with Tropical Storm K caused high tides and waves that shifted the coastal tracks. The Orange County Transportation Authority, which owns the tracks, plans to hold a special meeting Monday to discuss a potential solution. Jimmy Carter, already the longest living U.S. president in history, turned 98, celebrating with family and friends in Georgia with his 95-year-old wife. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. This hour, we talk all about the NFL, baby, as we lead you into the first games of the day. Actually, not today, my friend. We're playing in London right now. Minnesota Vikings playing the New Orleans Saints. About 5 minutes left in the game. New Orleans on top right now, 22-19. Minnesota is driving. It's a third down that they're looking at right now, and we'll keep you posted and abreast about what's happening in this game. And obviously, we'll get you posted on everything that's happening in the NFL today. Mike Wilson, are you jacked up and ready to go or what? He's so jacked up, I can't even hear the guy. I know he's there. I know he's out there in the sticks somewhere. Oh, but
there we go.
He's out there in the sticks. They got caught, the scorpions in the phone lines, baby. How are you? Thinking about it, though. Seriously, how pumped up are you about this week?
No, I'm extremely pumped up because there's lots of good stories, and one of the good stories is happening right now in London, man. New Orleans up 22-19, and Minnesota trying to get a win.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to get a big break here on a penalty down by the end zone.
Yeah.
It's all about the NFL this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us. Let's talk about the NFL. Let's talk about your team. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Update for you people in the game that's happening in London right now. Minnesota Vikings back on top, 25-22. They get a touchdown on a really easy walk-in from Jefferson. However, they miss the extra point, which could wind up becoming very huge because all you need is a field goal now to tie the game, and obviously the touchdown gets you ahead. But 4 versus 3, there's just a big psychological difference. Okay, so Let's just do this real quick. I'm going to run through the games, Mike. Obviously, Vikings-Saints happening right now, 25-22, late in the fourth quarter. Browns playing the Falcons. Commanders at the Cowboys, who, by the way, Cooper Rush, 2-0 this season now. We have a little quarterback controversy brewing. At least that's what Jerry wants to happen, and I got news for you. He doesn't really want that to happen, but that's beside the point. Seahawks and Lions playing later. I didn't say that right. Seahawks playing the Lie-Downs later on in Detroit. However, I don't know if they lie down today. Titans playing the Colts. That's an interesting game. Bears playing the Giants. Jaguars playing the Eagles. Very interesting game there. Doug Peterson going back to the Philadelphia Eagles. Jets playing the Steelers. Your boy, Zach Wilson, back on the field today. That'll be interesting. Playing the Steelers. Bills playing the Ravens. Obviously, we know about that one. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Maybe an MVP, who the hell knows? We'll see what happens. Chargers, Texans, can the Chargers win with Justin Herbert being banged up and without Keenan Allen once again? We saw the offense struggle last week. Could happen again. Texans actually play relatively good defense. Cardinals, Panthers, Christian McCaffrey, always questions about that dude and if he can stay on the field or not. He's questionable coming in. Kyler, we know all about him. He's an athlete. He's a hell of a player. Some really, really good throws that I've seen from this kid this year. Patriots, Packers. There will be no Mac Jones in that one. Broncos, Raiders. There is Russell Wilson playing Derek Carr, and neither one of them have been all that great this year. And then Chiefs, Buccaneers. I think that that's obviously a great matchup. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. Does Tom Brady have enough weapons? We'll find out. We don't know. The game that happened, we'll talk about this, and we should do that right away after I get through the whole slate. Bengals beating the Dolphins 27-15. Tua gets knocked out of that one. Probably a second concussion in less than 5 days. Rams playing the 49ers on Monday night. Okay, we talked about this early, Mike Wilson. Tua Tagovailoa gets taken out of that Cincinnati Dolphin game. His hands, his neurologically, the dude has some failure. We saw it. I have a feeling this had more to do with the hit that he took 5 days prior to it, but that's beside the point at this point now. And with that being said, the guy that one of the doctors has been fired, there could be more to happen. They'll continue to investigate this, but quite frankly, my friend, this was so wrong on so many levels, and it was so dangerous. And hopefully, people have learned a lesson from this, and we won't see somebody out on the field put in harm's way like this. Because at the end of the day, they're put in harm's way every single time they take that field, Mike.
Absolutely. They are in harm's way every time there's a snap, anytime they're in practice, anytime that they're hitting full speed, full bullets. I am absolutely on the same side of this as you. You never want to see a player laying on the field in a frozen, I mean, it's lack of a better term, my friend, but frozen. The sight of his fingers, the way they were when he was lying on the ground, I'm like, and I see that. I'm just sitting there going, this ain't good. This is not what you want to see. And I was completely taken aback that he was even out there playing. They can talk about, oh, is his ankle or is his back or, you know. No, he got his head knocked against the turf against Buffalo really
yeah.
hard. He was
yeah.
wobbly. He got up and he was wobbly. Hello.
That had nothing to do with a back or an ankle, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, for them to say that it was like the ankle, the back, you know, whatever they were saying, you know, those of us with functioning eyesight could be like, no, that's not back. That's not ankle. That's the head, you idiot. And we're sitting here talking. In previous years, we talked about player safety and how much the league was saying that they're all in favor of making the game safer. They've changed the rules to try to make it safer. Well, guess what? You went against your own creed the other day by allowing Tua to be on the field Thursday night against Cincinnati, and this is what happens when you have a doctor that evidently missed several steps in the protocol, made the wrong call, obviously, and the Players Association and the league fired this guy, like they should have, but it shouldn't have got there in the first place. I think anybody with a functioning brain could say that. Based on what we saw on the field. It's just so disappointing that this league says player safety, player safety, player safety. And when it comes to player safety in this instance, they completely missed the boat. And I'm wondering if Tua should even be out on the field the rest of the year. Like I'm just sitting there, what's the brain damage that he suffered? I would like to see the MRIs, the x-rays, all that kind of stuff, and see what that whole thing is like, because we put this kid's future in the grinder the other day because of this, and it's sad. Sure. He was a good guy. I mean, we can sit here and nitpick his talent all he wants, but he's a good guy. He's not a 5 o'clock news guy, and you hate to see this stuff happen to a person like him. But,
look,
God, moving forward, man, I mean, I don't know if he should be out on the field.
All right, look, man, at the end of the day, here's the situation, and I'm just going to paint the picture and be absolutely real and true with people, okay? When the price of winning is greater than the price of worrying about people, I think that that's a real, real problem, okay? Let me say it one more time. When the price of winning is greater than the price that we put on caring for people, that's a problem. And to me, that's exactly what took place in this situation. You know, they were beating the Baltimore, I'm sorry, they were trailing or just barely beating Buffalo.
Right.
They wanted to win that football game, okay? Like, we all know that. We all understand that. But I think that the price of winning should never outweigh the price about caring for a human being. And to me, that's the biggest mess up. That's the biggest screw up. And ultimately, you can't put a price on that, Mike. Like to me, that's
right.
That's the whole point. There is no dollar figure you can put on this. That this comes down to your character. This comes down to the kind of a man or person that you are. And when the price of winning outweighs the price of caring about people and their health, that's an enormous problem to me. And I don't know if there's a way to actually really make this better. I'm sorry, but I just don't know, because at the end of the day, the price of winning is always going to be extremely high, right? It's always going to be high. So in a league that's all about winning, you make really, really tough, bad decisions at times. And this was an awful decision. All right, we got to take a break, come back, start giving you analysis about what you think happens and the rest of the game's going on. 25-25 now. With under 2 minutes to play, Minnesota's going to have a chance. We'll be back. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, Mike Wilson with me. You can too, people. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got a really good football game happening in London, Mike Wilson. 25-25, the Minnesota Vikings are now driving. There's about a minute and 19 seconds left in this ball game. A big play to Jefferson from Kirk Cousins. So they're down in field goal range already. Just don't screw things up, and Minnesota probably should walk out of here with a victory. However, you just don't know, because that's the way the ball bounces sometimes in the NFL. And speaking of way, that's the way the ball bounces. Just got a message from my brother's wife, Melissa. Want to say hello to them. I know they're listening to me, listening to us, I should say, Mike Wilson, listening to both of us. They're down at the University of Indiana. They're down in Indiana. So want to say hello to the IU folks that are checking us out. Appreciate you giving us the listen. And hopefully we're filling your ear holes with some serious knowledge about what we're thinking and what we're seeing happening on the fields of play. But, yeah, so right now Dalvin Cook with the ball, and the Minnesota Vikings are continuing to drive. A minute 14 seconds. It's third down and 9 right now. New Orleans has exhausted all of their timeouts now. So we'll see what happens down the stretch here. Let's talk about some of the storylines heading into this week, which I can't even believe, bro. We're here. It's week 4 of the NFL already. Like, wow. That's the thing about the NFL, dude. It happens once a week. It goes too damn fast. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, but that's the truth. Okay, so let's start talking about some of the things that are going on in the NFL, okay? And I want to start with the Philadelphia Eagles, who are playing the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have been playing a lot better football this season. Mike Wilson, Trevor Lawrence in year two. Holy hell, this dude has made some serious improvements. Seeing the field well, just the guy's playing extremely well. He's got Doug Peterson as his head coach. Doug Peterson used to coach the Philadelphia Eagles, probably pretty familiar with them. The Eagles are the only undefeated team left. Jalen Hurts has been playing extremely well. They're using his skill set very well this season. And you know what? Something's got to give, right? Like, something's got to give. This looks to me like a spot, potentially, where the Eagles could get their first L of the season. What say you about this game, Mike?
You know, It's one of those things where you want to root for the team that's just been in the dumps for so long. And Jacksonville is just one of those franchises that just hasn't had a lot of success. Have they had some? Yes. I mean, we know that. But they've been down for so long recently that any kind of glimpse that we can get into them being successful is a welcome sight, because we like to see a great NFL league that has a lot of diversity in it. You know, in terms of, there's just not a couple of teams that can get to the Super Bowl, you know, kind of like it is in college football, where it's the same kind of guys, same kind of teams every year. The thing with Jacksonville that I like, they finally spent some money. They brought Christian Kirk in from the Arizona Cardinals. They gave him a boatload of money, and he's paying dividends. And I think you see the coaching in terms of quarterback play for Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. There's a connection there. There's something that's registering with Trevor that's helping him play better. And granted, yeah, there's some better talent around him, but at the end of the day, it does come down to coaching to some respect. And I think Doug Peterson can kind of be one of those quarterback whisperers kind of thing. And Trevor being so young, he has talent. He has the arm. He's big. He's mobile, the whole thing. But when you got Doug Peterson as your coach, you're going to get better, bottom line.
All right, brother. So an update here on this football game. Minnesota back on top now, 28-25. Yep. There are 24 ticks left in this game. New Orleans has no timeouts left. If I'm Minnesota, I don't kick this thing in the end zone. I let more. See, I always hate when teams do that, bro. I think that's a mistake. Kicking the field of play, put your guys out there to make a play, maybe have a few more seconds tick off this clock, because 24 right. seconds to go get a field goal, I'm sorry, but that's always a tough decision for me. Okay. Anyways, again,
unless
we'll keep you posted.
Mahomes.
Yeah, well, but he did it in like 13 seconds, okay? So, yeah, it's amazing what these guys can do in a very short amount of time. Minnesota, okay, let's just talk about this for a moment, because it's happening and it's unfolding right before our eyes. Minnesota is one of those teams that, like, They're strange to me. Oh my gosh, a big player from New Orleans right away. And if I'm Minnesota, I get up, because you don't want the clock. And this is bad for Minnesota right here. There's guys down on the field. This is bad right here. So you see what just happened in this game. You and I were watching it. I don't know if the people that are listening to us are watching it, but I'll explain what just happened. Big pass play by Andy Dalton. Gets it across midfield. The time is ticking. They don't have any way to stop the clock. But not only one, but two guys get injured on this play, so the clock will stop. They'll be able to spike this ball now. They'll be able to reset. They're going to have an opportunity to tie this game at a bare minimum, okay? So Minnesota, to me, is a team that I can't quite put my finger on, because they seem to beat themselves a lot. They seem to make mistakes where it costs them late in ball games. They got lucky against Detroit a week ago. Let's see if they get lucky again against New Orleans. But These are things that are going to have to work out. Penalties in games kill you. Big plays when you're playing a soft defense late in a game when a team doesn't have a timeout. That stuff kills you, Mike Wilson.
Yes. Yes, it does. I mean, prevent defense does what? It prevents you from
makes you lose. Sometimes. Yeah, what the hell are they
yeah,
doing?
Exactly. So, I mean, look, you got to give it to Andy Dalton. That throw down the middle to get them to about the 40 or wherever they're at was a clutch throw and catch. But there is a part of Minnesota that I just look. Oh, did you see that cat? Oh my God, out of bounds. Sorry, I'm kind of squirreling. But there is a part of Minnesota that reminds me of Arizona. They don't make plays, or they turn the ball over, or something happens, and it prevents them from winning. They forget some little to do the little things.
They may get lucky because time is going to run out on New Orleans right now. Like you were saying, there was a ball that was thrown very close to the sideline. I don't think, he did not. He definitely did not get 2 feet in bounds. He had 1 foot in bounds, so there's two ticks left on the clock. So now at this point, I think you might have to throw your kicker out there because the dudes are – yep, they are. They're putting him out there for a 61-yard field goal attempt. And I'll tell you what, if they don't get this off – Minnesota calls a timeout right there. They're going to try to ice him.
Yeah.
Wow, this is craziness, my friend. If you didn't wake up early and you're forgetting that Minnesota is playing New Orleans and you're wondering how the hell there's a football game going on, they're playing in London, people. We're watching it develop right before our eyes. It's actually really fun to watch this game as it's unfolding. But that's another thing. Let's just talk about this really quick. Coaching decisions. Not only coaching decisions. Hey, coaching. Hey, just hold tight. Don't blow it real quick, Mike. Listen, coaching decisions throughout games, I think, make a huge play on what happens at the end of a ball game as well, right?
Right.
Look, Mike. Mike, you knew that the guy was going to have a shot to make it, but holy hell, nobody in their right mind could have thought that he's going to put it up, it's going to go right down the middle, and then bam, it hits the upright, and it doesn't go through, my friend. Are you kidding me? Minnesota saved by the goalpost this time, Mike Wilson. So how many lives does the Minnesota Vikings have this season so far?
They got a few lives. They are very much like a cat. In terms of that kind of stuff. Oh, it hits the upright.
Yep.
It bounces on the crossbar and down. Oh, man. Minnesota escapes by the skin of their teeth.
Absolutely insane. I mean, come on, dude. Yeah. The guy hits the upright. It goes off the crossbar, and it goes the other way? You can't make this stuff up, people. It's the NFL unfolding right in front of our very eyes, and we had the opportunity to kind of paint the picture for you people if you're driving around in your car or listening to us somehow, some way, and you're not able to watch this game. Unbelievable. Hey, if this is the way Week 4 is going to start, Mike Wilson, I'm excited to talk about the rest of the action. You and I on the side, we're going to break down the games and tell people what we think may or may not happen. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andrew Murphy. Hang out with us here on the Dolphins Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
The Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and we do want to run through the games in the segment. However, we're going to take a call first. We got Taylor from AZ, that's Arizona for you people that don't know, giving us a call. And by the way, you can too, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Pigskin Opinion, that's Mike's Twitter handle. Dorf on Sports, that's mine. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Taylor, thank you for the call. What's on your mind today?
Well, I know you guys already talked about it. It was the Tua situation. So I have a few questions. I don't know if you guys, like, it has, like, been going through your mind. But wouldn't they just not want Tua to play for, like, the 4 days? Like, even, like, the Dolphins industry? Like, the Dolphins, look, like, whole, like, thing?
Yeah. No, I think you're bringing up a good point. I'll take it first. And this is the only way I can say it, Mike. And you can jump in, my friend. But truth be told, I said it to you the way I'm going to say it now. When the price of winning becomes greater than the price about caring about human beings, that's a problem. And I think that that's what took place here with Tua, with the Dolphins. The price of winning was just too high. They wanted to win that game so bad that even though the dude got up stumbling around and falling to the ground, they're going to come up with a back and an ankle story. That wasn't the case. And I think now that we saw what happened on Thursday night, we can all say, hell no, that absolutely wasn't the case. This wasn't a back or it wasn't an ankle. Mike, what say you?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree, Taylor, that, you know, the price of winning outweighed anything else, and it's sad to see, because it shouldn't be that way from a league that professes to be all in favor of player safety, when it's obvious that player safety was not taken seriously enough with Tua. And like I said, you know, we put this guy's long-term health in danger. A lot of fans can talk about, they lost the game, they won the game. But in the end, at the end, the career ends at some point, and you got to worry about a player's long-term health. And stuff like this happening to players, especially Tua, who's not the biggest guy, can have long-term repercussions. And it's kind of sad when you think about it in that respect.
No, I agree. And I don't know, we may have let Taylor go. We do appreciate the call. We're up against getting through the game. So if we did let you go, we do appreciate your call. Good question. Call us earlier in the hour, and we will absolutely take your call next week, and we'll break down anything and everything that you want to. But we got to get to the games, man. Browns playing the Falcons today. Jacoby Brissett. The Falcons throwing out whoever the hell they throw out there. I gotta think that Cleveland's gonna win this football game, okay? They had their letdown early against the Jets. They rebounded nicely in a short week. They've had some time to kind of like heal up and get some of those wounds, taken care of a little bit. I got the Browns, bro, and I think this is interesting. It's a 1-point spread. I see the Browns winning by 7 to 10 points, Mike.
No, I got the Browns winning this. Atlanta's just bad. Like, it's just, like you said, whoever the hell they throw out there in Jacoby Brissett or Andy Dorf or Mike Wilson, whoever they throw out there, I don't think it's going to matter. Yeah, I see the Browns winning, like you said, by about 10 points, 7 points, something in that range.
I was really talking about Marcus Mariota because I just don't believe in that guy. So the bottom line is, I just don't think the Atlanta Falcons are all that good of a football team. Commanders playing the Cowboys. Okay, here's what's interesting here. There is no quarterback controversy. I don't give a rat's whatever Jerry Jones wants to say about having a quarterback controversy with Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's already eyeballing next week to come back, okay? So get that crap out of your head. But with that being said, Cooper Rush, that dude wins, okay? He's 2-0 this season as the starter. And the Cowboys have some momentum. That defense is actually really, really good. I think they're going to get all over Carson Wentz, who actually has had a relatively decent, solid start to the season. But I think the Cowboys are going to figure out a way to get it done. CeeDee Lamb, after last week, I think this guy's going to start playing a lot better football. Had some really, really good catches. The running game needs to get a little bit better for them. But I like the Cowboys to get it done at home.
Yeah, this kind of tastes like vinegar in my mouth. But, I see the Cowboys winning today against the Commanders. I think the Cowboys are starting to figure it out. You are right, Andy. The running game with Zeke needs to get going. I mean, look, they got talent in Dallas. I mean, no one's debating that. But, yeah, the quarterback controversy, okay, Jerry, whatever. You're not paying Dak all that money to have him sit, behind Cooper Rush. So let's just end that, like you said.
Seahawks lie downs. Jared Goff actually been pretty decent all year. The Detroit Lions offense is actually pretty decent this year. I don't think that Swift is going to be playing today. So Williams had a pretty solid game for them a week ago. I anticipate him to play all right again today. I like the lie downs to win at home over the Seahawks, who are led by good old Geno Smith.
Yeah, led by who? Like, kind of thing. I got the lie downs today, and I actually think the lie downs win between 10 and 14 points today.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one. Okay, because the lie downs usually lie down at the end, but they should just win this football game. Titans-Colts. Right. Is this the game of the day, maybe? Like, are both of these teams better than their record would suggest? However, the Colts won 1-1 because of that tie they had week one against the Houston Texans, if I'm not mistaken. The Titans 1-2. I think they found a little bit in their offense last week against the Raiders. They did put up 24 points. I don't like Ryan Tannehill, I'll tell you that. I don't like Matty Ice. I don't think either one of these guys are in that upper echelon as far as quarterbacks go. So whose running game's going to be better, right? And Jonathan Taylor's been pretty bad all year. I don't think Derrick Henry's been special all year so far. Whoever's running game winds up pulling this out, I think that's who's going to get it done. I think I'm going to take the Colts slightly at home.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the Colts as well. You know, either quarterback doesn't strike fear in the hearts of anybody, anywhere. I think Matty Ice probably should have just retired and got a job in the booth or something like that. And then Derrick Henry, look, my son has him on his fantasy team, so he's hoping Derrick Henry has a big day. But I got the Colts at home today by about a field goal.
Bears and Giants. Giants lose the other day to the Cowboys. Obviously, they got out to that 2-0 start. We don't know about Daniel Jones and how good he is or how bad he is. And they didn't give him the option. So obviously they don't necessarily believe in the guy either. So maybe he's like, you know, a man in his own country playing this season out, and we'll see what happens. But with that being said, this is a winnable game. You're playing against Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields has been anything but good. So I'm going to go with Daniel Jones and the New York Giants being able to beat the Bears this week.
I'm going to go with the G-men today. I think they win for the same reason you did. Look, they're playing Chicago. Chicago's not all that good. But not that the Giants are that great, but I got the Giants winning.
Yeah, I just think Saquon Barkley will have a big run. He'll be right. The guy that makes the difference in that game. All right, we talked about this earlier. It might be the game of the day as well. Jaguars-Eagles. Doug Peterson going back to Philadelphia. Eagles undefeated. Jalen Hurts has been special. Trevor Lawrence and Jalen Hurts, do they have a history in college? Alabama, Oklahoma, and Clemson, maybe potentially. So I can't remember if those guys did play back in the day. But at the end of the day, my friend, this looks to me, it feels like to me, a spot where the Eagles may run into some trouble. I think I'm going to take the Jaguars to pull the upset on the road, my friend.
You know, I've been flipping a coin all hour on this game because I just have that feeling where it could be an upset. But you know what? I'm going to stick with my original thought that Philly, better talent at home, will win this game.
Jets playing the Steelers. Zach Wilson back. Steelers have Mitch Trubisky, baby. I mean, come on, Mitch the Truth Bisky, whatever you want to call him, okay? Anyways, the bottom line is it's tough to play in Pittsburgh, and this is the first week back for my man Zach Wilson. He may have some issues here and there. I think the Steelers figured out a way to beat the Jets, 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 Jets.
Oh, yeah, I think Pittsburgh wins this game. I think it's a little closer than people think, and I do think we're going to see a spot where Kenny Pickett gets in the game today.
That could be interesting. Bills playing the Ravens. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, man, two superstars going at it, two potential MVPs going at it. I got Buffalo figuring out a way to get it done because I just don't see them losing two games in a row, whereas I can see the Ravens having a little bit of trouble. They know how to play a quarterback like Lamar because they've got a guy just like him with Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah. No, I got Buffalo in this game. I think Josh Allen's not going to let his team lose two in a row. So I got Buffalo. I got Buffalo by about 10 today in this game.
Wow. Chargers, Texans. I think the Chargers need a victory, man. And when you see the Texans yep. on your schedule, it feels pretty good. I got the Chargers.
Yeah, I got the Chargers too. Even with Herbert still a little banged up with the ribs and all that kind of thing, I still think the Chargers win this game.
All right, Cardinals playing the Panthers. This has been a bad spot for the Cardinals, man. They got dusted 59-3, if my memory serves me correct, to Cam Newton and the boys back in the day. I don't know if Christian McCaffrey's playing or not. I know he's questionable. I should really look because I've got him on my fantasy team, so I need to know this. But I'm going to call. I think the Panthers win at home. I'm taking the Panthers.
Oh, no. I think Carolina wins this game. I don't trust Arizona at all. So, you know, them traveling a few time zones, is this going to just screw them up like it usually does? I got Carolina all day today.
Patriots, Packers, no Mac Jones. This should be an easy one for the Packers. However, it won't be, but I do like the Packers at home.
No, I got the Packers winning this game. With no Mac Jones, New England is just dead in the water, and Green Bay is going to pick them apart all day.
Broncos and Raiders, two teams that are very desperate, but I think the Raiders are a little more desperate. I'm taking the Raiders at home.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with the winless team over Russ's 2-1 team. But you're right. They're both desperate, but I think the Raiders are much more desperate, and they'll play like it today.
Chiefs-Buccaneers, another potential game of the day. Patrick, Tom going at it once again. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think they get it done on the road this week. Just another team that I it's hard to see them losing two in a row.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see Kansas City losing two in a row. I got the Chiefs.
Monday night or Rams and 49ers, my friend. Tough one. I'm going with the Rams. I'm going with the Rams. I feel like what happened last week was not so good for the 49ers. I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Super Bowl champs in that game as well.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots, baby. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. By the way, get at us a couple few different ways, people. On Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, it's that time in the program when we do parting shots. You are up.
Yeah, I got two shout-outs. One, hey, look, all the people in Central Florida, they need our thoughts, prayers, what they dealt with Hurricane Ian, and people in the Tampa area dealing with the flooding, the destruction, all that. So, you know, any kind of good positive vibes you can send that way would be, I'm sure, greatly appreciated. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my own two kids. They're sitting there listening to you and I again, Andy, on the radio and participating in the discussion with me through text and giving their opinions. So, Taylor and Zach, thank you for the support for your old man.
Yeah, and my support from the people in Indiana checking us out on the show, man. We love it. It's definitely appreciated, and keep sharing it with everybody else. All right, my parting shot is this. First and foremost, Green Bay Packers, you got the New England Patriots coming into town, man, and they're banged up. Let's play ball. Like, seriously, get out there and play ball. Be the best version of the Green Bay Packers that you can be. Because quite frankly, to me, that's what it's going to take. I don't care what spreads say. I don't care what numbers say. 9.5, it's just a number, man. Go out there and take care of business. All right, for Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace, y'all. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.